Jordan. I'm Lula.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome back to Just Friends.
And I'm not cheering. Okay, I'm not cheering for this one. We're not cheering. But I am excited. I am excited. Except same. I'm a little stressed.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's set the scene.
Set the scene.
So it's February
20. Nope.
What? It's like the 16th, I think. Jude and I are in that time of year. Uh-oh.
This is boding well.
It's not gonna go well. We're in that time of year where we're recording episodes in advance in prep
so
for
many
spring
episodes.
Break. We're like a month ahead of when this might
be
released.
Yeah.
So
because we have a studio now. That's really the main reason.
Yeah. We wanna keep doing video.
Yeah.
And that's not possible.
That one person watching on video, you better fucking like DM us thank you or something, because goddamn.
No, it's okay. I think it's mostly for us.
It is for us.
And whatever.
It's also like so much better like doing this over Zoom than on Zoom. Like Zoom podcasts just are depressing.
It's really sad. I think we always get into the thing that when we record in advance where we're like, then in the weeks when we would be recording, it's very weird to not like do a podcast.
Oh no, that's gonna be the worst part. This is like, this part is stressful where we have to like record a lot of episodes, but like it's gonna be way worse on spring break when we're like, wait, I have so many things to talk about. Like
Yeah.
serious listening.
Wait, what is she telling you?
No one wants you. Like, when are you going to be like OpenAI? Like, what? Honestly, Siri is so stupid right now.
Are we keeping this in the video?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It was crazy. You scared by that?
No. Okay. My Siri is a man. Did you know?
You probably just prompted her again. No, you didn't.
Okay.
Your Siri is a man. That's crazy. I want to talk to the woman who did Siri on the podcast.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on. Let's get into it.
Okay.
So we're recording in advance. We're both discombobulated, disoriented. I came over exactly an hour and a half ago to record. And instead we just talked
without recording.
And whatever. That's fine. We were talking about things that we should not air.
Yeah.
But so now it's a little weird. Now we're in a little weird of a mindset.
Yeah, but I feel better. I feel better. Why do you look at me like that?
You're like pulling your pants off.
No,
your
okay,
leg.
Wait. This is like such a thing. As I watch the videos again, like while I'm editing, I watch them at 2x speed because I'm not like, I don't really need to like listen to myself like speak everything again. But I touch my socks so much throughout the recording.
My mom commented on that.
Oh, okay.
No, she said she likes it though.
I am like
she
a fidgeter.
She was like, ha ha,
dude's
always playing with his socks.
Well, sorry guys. I'm gonna straitjacket my hands or something.
I don't know what people do when they're, how do people not fidget? I don't think I know anyone who doesn't fidget. And maybe that's a Yale thing. It's a type of brain. This looks really weird.
Dude
was just holding himself closed off.
I'm trying not to fidget. I don't know. Usually I use a deck of cards.
All right. Let's do the episode.
Okay.
This is really bad content.
What?
So
quality
far.
Content. Okay. Let's talk.
Well,
do we need to do what our heart is? Briefly.
Okay.
I don't know. You seem like you don't want to do the heart.
No, I feel like we just covered what I would say. Let's do it. How's your heart, Jude?
I didn't know you were going to ask me first.
I almost fell
know.
Off the couch.
Okay, maybe we don't have to do what our heart is. Our heart is. I feel goofy. I feel happy. I don't know. I feel like I've structured a big part of this day as just like spontaneous work, which is not spontaneous play. But like this is spontaneous work. Like I knew we were gonna work, but I'm not like that stressed about getting things done.
That's good.
Yeah.
I feel like I have brain fog. That's how my heart is. My heart has brain fog. No, my heart, I feel like, is good. I think I was just telling Jude before we started recording that two of my professors this week, post-class, sent out emails being like, I'm very disappointed in the general lack of grind you all have.
Like, so
brutal.
And
then assigned, like, really insane long-form projects and write-ups that are due Monday.
Do you think they assigned it because they were disappointed?
No, but I think it creates an air of sheer terror in doing the assignment. Because now I'm like, I'm working under the context that you were just mad.
Yeah. No, you they higher expectations already.
Which is really brutal.
Yeah.
That
is brutal.
So I'm not really looking forward to my next few days, which is unfortunate.
Well, because, that's the issue that I have with this period of time in general. Because what are you looking? You're looking forward to the next like 5 days?
No.
Month?
No.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's rough when it's
midterms.
I don't know.
Is just like depressing here.
I know. And midterms is like starting
now
for the next 3 weeks, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, let's talk about something even more fun.
Okay.
Nepo babies.
Nepo babies. Okay.
Okay, I want to talk about Nepo babies today.
Okay. How did this, like, where did this come from?
I don't know. I think we've talked about, does everyone know what a Nepo baby is? I was talking about Nepo babies in class the other day, and my teacher made me define it.
Oh, you were talking about this class?
Yeah.
I would have just, like, said, like, Kendall from Succession. Like, that's my, like, ideal.
Yeah, I said a nepotism baby. It's someone who gets their success slash money slash finances slash doors open for them largely because of what their parents do, right? Or have done. Or something generational, whatever.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
I didn't want to talk about it today because I was talking about it in class. I was talking about it in class under very specific context of like musicians who are Nepo babies. We were talking about like the political potential of art in this class. And I was like, I don't think that all artists, art has the same political potential, because I think if I find out that an artist is a Nepo baby, I am more critical of their art, which I was kind of just like exposing myself to try and see what other people would say.
Do you think there's like great Nepo baby artists though?
Yeah, I think some of them are super, super talented.
Yeah, I agree.
I just think that in terms of being like, this is a fight for like lower class individuals, or like we all need to be equal. I'm like, I don't really trust that as much from someone who's a billionaire.
Yeah, wait, I gotta.
Or
go
who
lot.
Didn't
wait.
Have to struggle, something like that.
Got you. Okay, yeah, yeah.
That was a super. Conversation took 2 hours, so this is a super.
Yeah, you kind of jumped to some stuff. Yeah,
sorry.
I kind of got lost in that, but okay.
I don't think it's super important.
Okay,
I didn't even mean to say that on the pod today.
Okay,
I think why I wanted to talk about it is because I obviously, by what I just said, am like wired to be critical of people who I deem Nepo babies or are deemed Nepo babies, and. I think I always have this tested, this belief of mine. You and I have talked about it a lot, not on the pod, but
not
just in
pod.
Life in general. And I'm increasingly less critical, I would say, but I am consistently like frustrated by the idea of a Nepo baby. But I don't know whether to ask you your opinion yet or to say my butt.
But.
My but is that I think the huge majority of people are Nepo babies in some way.
Yep.
And which like complicates my own beliefs about them slash everyone. And I think that's especially true at Yale.
Yeah. Okay.
And I also think that, I don't know. Everyone has a door open for them in one way or another at some point in their life. And I can't really be like everyone who has an easy access to an open door is like.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's like a big issue. Like just of when you talk about Nepo babies, I think that's when my like red flag comes up.
Yeah,
because I think that is not how you define it. Like the very end, like open doors. Again, we've talked about this on the podcast much earlier in season one. But like networking is just how like humans work. And I think there's like malicious networking.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think there's just networking. And I mean, I think a great example is like we have opportunities to meet people because like I introduced you to a friend who I want you to meet because I think you'd like them.
True.
And I think that that can happen in business as well. And I don't think that that is bad. And I think that happens always and across all domains of and walks of life. Like that's just like being human, network effects. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't think that that part is nepotism.
I agree with you.
And I think that's maybe why it feels like everyone here is a Nepo baby. I don't think everyone here is a Nepo baby.
I don't think so either. Wait, I should state that I really, really conflate networking with a lot of things that are, sorry. I really conflate nepotism or Nepo babies with networking because which is not true or accurate. But I am super aware that I have like a personal, something's wrong with me. I have such an aversion to networking.
Yeah.
Like not even within myself, like when I see anyone do it. Or it's like even on the last, well, I don't know when this is coming out, but on the last episode we recorded, the Valentine's Day episode, mm-hmm. you were talking about how I like don't promote the pod.
Yeah.
And that annoys you about yeah. me. And I was like, valid, true. But a lot of that is because it feels networky to me.
Yeah, which it doesn't.
And I'm like, that doesn't have
but yeah,
to,
I
that
get it.
Doesn't have to be negative to be like, I'm promoting something that I'm no. proud of.
And I don't think networking should be like, I mean, if we're, like, I don't want to go down too down
I know,
far down
sorry.
The networking
yeah.
conversation because I think they are drastically different in my head. But yeah. like, there are literally, I think networking is in every single way, shape, and form how humans operate in this world. And I don't mm-hmm. like that term because it is often conflated with like weird networking where you're like befriending people just for your career and you're like playing the system. Like that is a different type of networking that yeah. is much ickier.
Yes.
But even like cocktail hour, like there's a reason I don't think necessarily, and this might be where you differ.
I'm like,
I think cocktail hour can be a little awkward maybe, but like, I don't think that you have to be like in like a, I don't think cocktail hours are always malicious. Like you can make just friends during cocktail hours and like there can be ulterior motives, but everyone knows that they're ulterior motives. And I don't think it's that bad. I think the bad thing is when you're like secretly and like covertly trying to like climb up this ladder to like build relationships that like are not mm-hmm. necessary. That is like the icky side of networking.
Okay.
And by the way that I just defined that, that is not nepotism.
Not at all.
Because you're trying to like covertly climb up the ladder rather uh-huh. than just being born at the top of the ladder and given it.
Or if you're in the cocktail party because of nepotism. That's where things like start to get
yeah.
mushy in my head. You know what I mean? That's what I meant yeah. by the open door thing. I'm like the open door because of your parents. But I'm like...
But like, isn't that just like... I know this is the privilege thing, but isn't that like, isn't that privilege? Like, isn't that just like who, like some people are at different dining tables and I don't know if that's like their fault necessarily.
Yeah. Well, this is what I was going to say. Okay. So.
And then I have to give you my actual take on okay, babies sorry. Too. We just got diverse. Yeah,
do you want to say your take first?
I left because I thought I wasn't going to have that much to say and already. We're
yeah,
like,
of course. We're in 8 conversations at once.
No, I think we should keep going down this thing and then I'll respond.
Okay, so this is calling back to a conversation you and I had in Copenhagen.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay, yeah, not on the podcast. We were just talking about this because I'm so... my brain space is taken up by this a lot of the time, especially when I think about like Yale and how a lot of like functioning works. I feel like very icky about it a lot of the time. Anyway, so we were talking about Nepo baby specifically. We weren't talking about networking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was the one who even said it, which is like counter everything that I just argued about being icked out by nepotism. But that I feel like in previous generations or decades or centuries or older times, nepotism, maybe I shouldn't use the word nepotism, a parent like creating something with the mm-hmm. goal of passing it down to their kid mm-hmm. was just like the thing to do. That
yes.
was the goal.
Yes.
That was the goal of like having a job or creating a company or like being a master of trade.
So integral to the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like that is like you build up this wealth and you can pass it like wealth or a business or something. And you can pass it down to your child who can like build up the like pharmacy a little bit more. And like it's a like. Family-run businesses. Like, that's
yeah.
a big part of America.
Yeah. So it's interesting to me, for me to think about that, and I know that is a truth, and that, when I think about that, does not ick me out.
Because that's not nepotism, baby.
Okay, tell me.
Like, that's
tell
why
me
I
your
think,
takes.
Like, I think that's why I, like, go against, like, the networking thing, and, like, this is, like, that just feels like passing down business and work, but the thing is, effort is still there. Like, that's why I think, like, people, uh-huh. like, saying, like, Nepo babies, there are so many Nepo babies in Hollywood who are incredible actresses and actors.
Yeah.
And incredible singers. And
yeah.
they deserve their fame, in my opinion. That may, mm-hmm. you can go down a whole argument, do they, like, how did they get there? Would they have gotten there without their parents? It doesn't really matter in my mind because they are there. And they have put effort in. And like, it's, they didn't ask to be born from their parent. Like, it wasn't their choice. They, and they're good. There are a lot of other people in this world, though, who are born into a high status or wherever and have connections and don't work, don't have any work ethic, don't care, kind of are dipshits. And they still are the CEO of companies. They still are these like extremely like kind of like powerful people or like incredible actors, but they shouldn't be because they're not actually that good. They're just there because their mom or dad or their connections. Mm-hmm. There is a difference when there's like actual effort and talent. I think that that person should probably like, I think that's okay. That's just like who that person is. And I don't think it's okay to like in my head be like, well, they don't deserve it because of their parents. But they may deserve it. They may have worked really hard. They may have like, they may have been, had advantages. They may have started, like if you think about like the field, you know, have you ever done like the privilege walks?
No.
Have you never done privilege walk? Privilege walks are crazy.
I'm like super scared of what you're about. What is it?
Wait, no, this is like, we did what this so it? Many times in my high school.
Okay.
You like stand on a end of a field all together on the same line. And then like a proctor kind of reads out different statements. And if you relate to the statement, you either take a step forward or step back. So it might be like, I grew up with two parents. And like everyone who grew up with two parents takes a step forward.
Oh, I've probably done this at some point.
And by the end, you see like an entire field of people that are like just at the very starting line again. And then some people that are halfway through.
Hmm.
And it's like, it's supposed to like somewhat display how we all are born with such different kind of identities and privileges.
And how does that make you, how did that make you feel seeing the display?
I mean, usually I was actually pretty far down in the field and it's awkward and it's intense. But I mean, this goes back to the conversation that like we were planning on having and we still are. Like, and I don't like, I can't be like, well, no, you know what? I'm going to go all the way to the front. Like I can't, there's not much I can do about it. I can acknowledge it. I can see it. And I can walk around this world being aware of it. But like, I don't feel like I'm supposed to like say, well, you know what? I shouldn't go for this dream job of mine because I'm this down part of the field. Like,
what
I don't
do you mean by
it.
Down part? You mean that you were more ahead?
Yeah. So I was, let's say I was ahead because okay. I in general am if we're thinking about privilege.
Okay.
Right. So like I'm now like on three different thought train
okay,
tracks.
So we've moved.
So now we're moving. Okay. Now we're talking about privilege walks.
Okay.
And we're talking about whether like I think that I guess I don't really know what the question is. I was bringing that up because I was thinking about how Nepo babies, there are versions of Nepo babies who are just going to stay there and like completely like not be aware of their privilege.
Okay. Yeah.
And coast for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. And that's icky because there's a lot of people that are grinding their ass off that are working just as hard and probably are significantly more talented that deserve to be in Hollywood, okay?
Yeah.
I'm using Hollywood because I think a lot of times we talk about Nepo babies, it's actually often in the context of like performers or
entertainment
artists.
Industries.
Yeah. Because I think you need a lot of connections to be able to thrive there. That being said, there are also a lot of Nepo babies. I wish I like actually had some in my mind because like I can't really name that many Nepo babies off the top of my head. Do you have people in your head?
Yeah, but I don't want to name them.
Okay. Well, I mean, they are Nepo, like, okay. But like there are plenty, name one. Name, like, someone famous.
Okay, I was thinking about Maude Apatow.
Maude Apatow, yeah. And do you think she's talented? Like, I don't really know. I've seen her in, like,
her
dad's movies.
I do think she's talented.
But, yeah.
I just saw her AD video is why I'm thinking of her. She did an AD video,
with
Architectural Digest.
Did they just do like a tour of her house?
It was like, show me around your New York apartment. And it was like so ugly. And it was like not furnished. Like she like doesn't live there. Like it was very like,
oh God.
She was like, I don't really live here. Like it was like she was talking about how she's bi-coastal because of her work.
She's traveling.
And it was like a huge, of course, gorgeous apartment for a whatever 25-year-old to have in the city.
Yep.
But I was like, I actually do think she's so talented. So she's not a good example of like an icky Nepo baby.
That's, I guess, that's my point. Because I don't really, I can't like.
But the apartment icked me out though. Because I was like, why are we doing a tour of a place where you don't live?
Okay, sure. So like,
okay, sorry.
So sure. The YouTube video is weird. I haven't seen it. I can't really speak on that.
Sorry.
But like, okay, so I also really don't really know what she's been in.
She was in like Euphoria.
Oh, who is she in Euphoria?
She's like the younger sister.
Oh, yeah.
She's in a lot of stuff. I think
she's a good actress.
She is good.
Yeah, so she's probably there. So she's probably in those roles because of her dad.
Yeah.
Does she, like, is she supposed to say, no, I'm not taking that role because I'm my dad's Judd Apatow?
No.
Is that what the hope is?
I don't think so. But I think...
But there are people... Sorry, I'm just trying to get my last thought.
Go.
But there are other people that are just fucking, like, not talented or lazy or just kind of, like, coast, who don't deserve to be in Euphoria, who, like, are really bad actors. You're like, how do you get those people in my head deserve the Nepo baby?
Okay. It's so interesting to me because when I think of, like, being icked out, in that sort, like, that's what we keep saying, like, when something feels icky, it's usually not that I'm, like, watching someone, if we're going with the actor Hollywood example, and then find out they're a Nepo baby, and then I'm like, they're not good. That's usually not the train of thought. Like, okay. Usually they still are good.
Okay.
I'm just, like, aware that I become more critical of them. But the icky, which is not necessarily fair on my part, because, like, there are... It's like that becomes the art versus the artist debate. But that's not what I was even going to say. That's not even what I was going to say. The thing I was going to say is that the icky part for me always relates to a thought process that's like, what about all the other people who aren't Nepo babies or don't have access to a foot in the door?
Totally.
That are so talented that aren't going to be discovered because all these like... talent searchers, agents can find people who...
Yes.
The kid of their friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what you just defines there is a fucking shitty reality of how the world works, period.
And it's not the Nepo baby's fault.
No. And I don't think... I think this goes like a lot of... like, it isn't... And like, should they... They should probably be aware of how they got there, you know? And like... And they should be like, well, it's just because I'm so talented and like I'm so good that it all. No, they got there maybe because their connections. And but like, I mean, a lot of like of part of the reason we're here is because of the privilege that we've gotten.
Yeah.
And are we just supposed to say, no, we're not going to Yale because we have privilege? No, but we should be aware of how we got here.
Some people do, though.
Say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, let's talk to those people. But neither of us have.
I know.
So I don't think we're in a place to be able to be like critiquing that general phenomenon. Because I think that is unfortunately how the world works. Now, one other thing I was going to say that came up.
Okay.
Is I think, and you're not going to like this.
Okay.
Because it is, I'm not sure I agree with this. But my initial reaction was, I think technology has actually leveled the playing field in some ways. I think a lot of people who deserve fame, who deserve... their hard work is like finally paying off and they're reaping rewards without connections is because of TikTok and because I mean I think like Noah Kahn he's like some random dude from like Vermont small town. He doesn't know that many people, and because he posted on TikTok and the people loved him, he was able to kind of get all these connections and now has blown up. I think there's a lot of case studies about TikTok and social media in general. I think it's one of the pros of that has allowed this huge expansion of people who may not have naturally become famous or we've gone into a whole conversation about fame, but like have become, but they've gained notoriety and wealth and whatever, however we're defining that because of technology.
There's this other famous guy, influencer / I think is a podcaster now, whose name I'm forgetting.
Classic.
I'm pretty sure it's Jake something. Fill in the blank last name.
That's like...
And we could look him up easily, though.
Do you
He's
know
really
the podcast
famous.
Name?
No. But he is a Nepo baby, loud and proud.
Yeah.
And like, he gets people on and talks with them who are like his besties now. He's like young. He's like in his young 20s, probably. And... we should talk to him.
Okay, let's have him
because
on.
Because I didn't know he was a Nepo baby.
Name,
I'll figure it out.
Or the podcast.
I can look it up right now.
No.
I didn't know he was a Nepo baby until I was watching his podcast with Caroline. Shout out. And I was like, how did he get this platform? Because it was a video of him on a podcast talking to Renee Rapp. Mm-hmm. And they were like best friends. And I was like, how'd they become best friends? Who is he? And Caroline was like, oh, because he's a Nepo baby. Like, that's his thing.
That's his
and I was
thing.
Like that's
his
really,
brand.
Like he doesn't do anything. Like he's funny. Let me look up.
Okay, look him up.
Jake Nepo baby.
Wait, I had something that came up when you said podcast. Oh, okay. Wait, I'll let you we'll finish this and then I haven't.
Oh, found it. I looked up Jake Nepo. It came up. Jake Shane.
Jake Shane. I don't know who that is. Okay.
Okay. This is him. Wait, let's get him on.
Okay. I've never seen this guy. Okay. I'm down. Come on the pod, Jake Shane. Neither of us know you.
No, I know him. You don't know his name
or his podcast. Be quiet.
I don't know a lot of people's last names.
But I'm down. Or his first. Well, you did know his first name. Okay. You know the Please Don't Destroy guy?
No.
Please Don't Destroy on SNL?
Please Don't Destroy. I don't think so.
They have the really funny skits. Okay. Well, they're just also another example of two out of three, like, comedians who do these, like, awesome sketches on SNL, and like they're like very, very funny.
Uh-huh.
And like two of them are Nepo babies, mm-hmm. technically. Like they both have parents in the industry.
Yep.
And they all are really, really, really funny, and they work really, really hard, and I appreciate their content. I don't necessarily, I think we need to like erase them or like judge them for the way they were born. Right?
I agree. Yeah.
That doesn't mean that like we should, like, it's fine to talk about it. It's fine to be aware that, yeah, they probably got to SNL through their connections. I don't think that should deteriorate from, like, what they're producing. They're still creating good art or good content. I think that that's, like, this is, I think, a big question. But in this case, I do think that you should be able to separate the artist and the art.
It's a huge question.
I think in this case, yes.
I know about myself by now that I never can really.
Yeah.
So
but
I
you
don't
still
know.
Are consuming plenty of content, and you're enjoying plenty of content produced by people that are Nepo children then. So
but
how do you grapple
really
with
that? I really reduce it. Like I actively
you definitely don't. If we looked at all the Nepo babies in Hollywood and all the movies and all,
yeah.
There are so many more than you think.
I know that, but I'm saying when I find out someone is a Nepo baby, I really largely stop consuming their art.
Wow.
That's what a lot of my class discussion was
That's
about.
That's crazy. So you're just like, no, I don't care that this person might be talented or this person put a lot of effort into their content or their work or their career. Mm. I don't care because they were born this certain way.
I definitely care, but I think it's about like what someone wants to get when they listen to art or music or watch something.
And what do you want to,
Well, I was like, this class combo that I was talking about at the very beginning led into this whole thing of someone being like, what is art? That's where the class always goes.
Yeah,
and it was like, it's about the experience that the person who is consuming is doing with the medium. Mm-hmm. And someone was like, I don't want my experience with the delicate things that I consume to be of some, like, in a larger context of, like, mass production or, like, all these Nepo baby musicians we were talking about working with the same producer, all their music starts sounding the same.
Okay.
It loses any, like, political relevance.
Okay.
Like, it depends what you want. Because I also think, obviously, you can totally listen to music and it doesn't have to be fucking, like, this is a political statement. Like, I think it's really annoying, actually. I find it annoying of myself when I'm, like, critical of the artist because of where they come from. Like, I'm not saying that this is something I'm proud of, but it's something that I've noticed where I'm like, if I become more critical of someone's background or like how they got where they are, or I find like, oh, this is why all of their music sounds the same to this other person who is also a Nepo baby, I'm less likely to enjoy their music. Like, it ruins like a lot of the experience for
okay.
me.
Yeah,
Which is sad. I actually think it's sad for myself.
Yeah, I was gonna say my general feeling about like that is like you're allowed to decide what you want to consume and what art you appreciate. So like, mm-hmm. I'm not here to say like you're wrong or right. I think that that's fair. That there's probably like you're probably missing other content out there because you're shutting your brain off to that. But that's okay. Like that's fine.
I think it's partly because it's the thing I was saying. Like, what icks me out is when I think about all the like other people who aren't discovered or like given a platform. Like, usually what I'll do is like turn from the like big artist to like try and find someone who doesn't have as large of
like
an
that's
audience.
Awesome. Like, that is very like, I actually, that is really a good intervention. That's awesome.
But
like, that's, but you do it on TikTok or what do you do it on?
Like Spotify.
Spotify, okay.
Yeah, but I'm like,
but how
whatever.
Do you know, they don't have their own.
No, it makes me feel better probably about myself for a second, but it doesn't really help anything. I also know that I'm like, this is me critiquing myself, this whole rant, that I'm much more likely to do that with musicians than any other art form. Mm. Because I feel like it's such like a personal stake for me. Mm-hmm. And I like think about, again, this is all just me projecting. I'm like, I hate networking. I don't want to have to network. I want to be in a field where networking is the only way to get somewhere. So you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? I'm like, I clearly have a series of issues with this topic. But for example, Maude again is not a good example because I actually do think she's a really great actress.
Okay.
But
and you watch
if
Euphoria.
With an actor, I'm much less likely to like turn off
because
fucking,
it's a TV show, not music. Interesting. Yeah. But, yeah.
Also, I think that's because of the nature of music, though. Like, that's the experience thing. I really want what I'm listening to feel, like, personally vulnerable and, like, relatable. I'm not saying that huge artists who come from a place of nepotism are not vulnerable. But I feel like I relate to it less. Or I feel like we're on, like, different planes.
Or maybe...
More quickly.
Maybe I this is just a guess, but, like, maybe you interpret more music as art. Then you can interpret as much. Like, I think you probably say music in general is more artistic in your head, and like you categorize more as art. And if they were going back to your conversation earlier in class, you get to decide how you want to consume art, and you're probably going to be a little bit more harsh in the way you decide how you consume music than you do in just a TV show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
Because I also think about like every time I've ever entered into a museum, for example.
Yeah.
I've never... like looked up an artist that I didn't know and been like, who are their parents? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but wait, can I just like go just one place in my head?
Yeah, please.
So like, I think a lot about business, right? And like, there are two stories. So LVMH, which is like the Louis Vuitton, like all of luxury brands. Mm-hmm. A lot of the sons run the branch, like run Gucci, run Louis Vuitton. So they run individual. And same with Lego. Lego is like a family business. Huh. It's been a family business forever. And like they wanted that. And it's like part of the beauty of the brand. Like, and it's been like, it's like the fourth generation, I think. Like it's, and that's part of like the idea, like goes back to our early conversation of what like these family businesses, you build them up and give them to your siblings. And a lot of the children on both of these examples, these are different case studies, they really deserve their, like, they've worked their ass off at those companies. They have worked, they've started low up, they've like gone through, they've spent years training, and they've been planning they were going to take over at some point because that's been the plan. But it's not like they're just like waltzing around doing nothing like Roman from Succession.
I was just gonna say,
you know?
Yes.
And so I think that is, for me, like, that's what I care about in this conversation. I think it's totally fine if you don't want to like consume some types of art because you have feelings about specific people and how they, like, where they come from. Like, that's your prerogative.
That's my internal hell.
Like, yeah, like that's just your, like, that's, I, there's content I watch because I don't like the actor in it because of other reasons. Like, I'm like, he's not that funny, and other people think he is funny, you know? Like, it might be as simple as that, but I have a real issue in my personal self being like, this person doesn't deserve it because they had a parent. They may not deserve it for
because
other reasons.
They have a parent,
right?
Yes.
But like, it's not there. None of us get to choose who we're born to.
No, I know.
Like, and that's just like part of humans.
I heard
that might be just like really stupid, but I really think that yeah.
No,
I
agree with what you're saying. Okay. I think we're doing a good job because when I brought in this topic, I was like, there's nowhere really for this conversation to go other than to like make it a more nuanced one. Like that's So I think we're doing a good job. The other thing I was gonna say, which I was hesitant to bring up because I can't remember someone's name again.
Uh-oh.
But this actress.
Wait, this is a new trend. This hasn't been like, this is a season 3 trend.
Okay, let me look it up.
Oh, okay.
The actress that I'm thinking of, Maya, fuck, I'm going to butcher her last name. Erskine?
Why are you looking? I don't even know who you're talking about. What show is this?
She's in this new show with Donald Glover. That's Mr. and Mrs. Smith. But she was in a ton
of
other
stuff. I've heard Mr. and Mrs. Smith is so good.
I know, I haven't seen it yet. But she was in like Created and was in Pen 15. No.
Uh-oh.
Fuck my life. I think
my
that
God.
Is what it was
this
called.
This is crazy.
It's because I don't know her that well. That's a thing. Because I'm quoting her in an interview.
Okay.
But I don't know her. It's because I was watching her in a Vanity Fair lie detector.
So another person Lula doesn't know. What did she say? What did this unnamed person say?
It was Maya. Pen 15. Wait, I was correct. She was an Insecure. She's a great actress, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Because now you know her all of a sudden.
She was in this. I've seen all of these shows. Okay. She was talking about Nepo babies somehow. Donald Glover asked her some question in this Vanity Fair interview that got her talking about Nepo babies. Okay. And she was also talking about being critical of them, but she said something that I think is really what you and I are getting at. That's like, once you have your foot in the door in like Hollywood, was what she was talking about, it's all like up to you, like to prove that you're supposed to be there. And like you open yourself up to so much critique.
Very true.
When you're new in the industry, and if you have a parent in the industry.
Yeah, people are out there to, like, in the same way that you were just saying,
ready
people
to take them down.
Yeah, yeah, people want you to fail
and
in some ways. Yeah.
I think that's part of why this topic is on my mind, actually, because I super watched that like 2 days ago and I was really like, that is a really good point, because that's really exactly what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there were people like Maud. I love how Maud is the person that's like,
become, I know, she's a bad example. Yeah. I think
like
she's
good. But like, no, I just, but like Maud, like, fuck yeah. Like, you're really good, talented. Like, it's hard to poke holes into your work. It's,
and
like, okay.
Arguably, I think she started acting pretty young. And I remember in her earlier roles, I was like, I feel like she's not that good, but just in the young actor way. Like, just in, like, I felt like a lot of her acting choices were like very similar across different parts, and now I feel like she's so good. And I feel like you probably have to, like, arguably in some ways, like, really perfect yourself harder and at a more intense speed if you're like,
and I'm just thinking, yes, and yeah. Did I interrupt you? Okay. And she probably got into acting because her dad was into act, like, that's okay. Like, I mean,
I know, I'm like,
you're
into
singing
music
because
my parents
are
into music. I know.
Right? Like, that's just a normal thing that, like, you do as a child. A lot of children, like to follow the footsteps of the parents. And I don't think that they should be, like, criticized or blamed for doing that necessarily.
Yeah, no.
I really think the big issue is that we have some Romans in this world. I'm referencing Roman because I assume everyone's watched Succession, but he's just like a dipshit character in Succession.
He's my favorite character.
Me too. I love him. But like, he coasts and he's
malicious. He doesn't know what's going on.
And he doesn't know what he's doing. He just wants to be loved.
He's classic younger sibling of the family.
Of like the wealthiest family in the world.
Yeah.
Where he's like, yeah, he's an asshole. Let's be clear.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. Crazy you love him. Crazy you love him, of all the Nepo babies.
But he's the funniest character in that show.
He is the funniest character.
That's why I love him.
And he also kind of is a Nepo baby. Not really a Nepo baby, but he's kind of like,
well,
he's in the industry.
I mean,
because
he
of his brother.
Be in there. Yeah. Anyway,
and
you're going to say
he's a great actor.
He's perfect. Kay. We all have Romans in the world. Oh, you're saying crazy I love
issue.
The actor, Kieran.
I'm also saying that.
Yeah, it is.
You love
because
that show.
His brother,
you love it. Yeah.
His brother was the one in
Home Alone. Yeah.
Well, that must have been crazy.
Yeah.
We should get Kieran on.
Kieran McCulkin? I think, yeah, that would be a crazy interview.
All right. You were
you
saying.
You actually even know his name, too. That's exciting.
I love him. Okay, you're saying we have a lot of Romans in the world.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, of all my, like, genuinely, like, I think we're on the same page. I think the way you deal with, like, your feelings about networking is your stuff.
Like, good luck.
That I'm excited for you to talk about in therapy. Because there's definitely, you're going to have an insight about that. There's something there.
I know.
It's weird. It doesn't really make sense to me.
Who did this to me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
who
I'm
did
like,
this to?
Where is this rooted in? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Because,
I don't know.
Okay. But nevertheless, there's that. That's separate. The actual Nepo baby, I think we're on the same page. You get to decide how you consume art the way you decide. Like, that's fair. But in realistically, I think we're saying the same, like, what we actually get frustrated by. And what we don't. It's not that.
Yeah. I think we are saying, I think my takeaway in a moving forward sense is to remain critical of society, because I always will be.
Yeah.
And the entertainment industries, I will always be critical of how they all move. But yeah, no one chooses how they're born.
No one chooses how they're born.
No.
And no one should be like punished for how they're born.
I am still going to be critical of how people use their platforms.
That's fine. That's
because
fine.
I want people to be rooting for the underdog more publicly. That's what I have to say.
Okay, that's fair. But and I think the way that people use their platform is related to if they're like talented, if you respect their art. Like, that's fine. You can have judgments about specific individuals for what they're creating, how they're adding. But and the way they got there. But that's based on, like, but if you actually like who they are, if they're actually working hard, if they actually, quote unquote, deserve the position, I don't think that we can be pointing to, like, their family or their connections for getting them there, because, like, no one gets to choose how they're born. I do think that's true.
And I think the separating the art from the artist thing is going to come back up a lot.
I'm not going to like that.
I know.
But I'm up one right now.
In what? Whatever. Let's end.
Okay.
We figured out nepotism.
Wow. We're such pioneers in this maze. Goddamn. Okay. Well, we will see you next. We will see you next Sunday, you all. Thank you. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because did you say that correctly?
Yeah.
No, you say, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next Sunday.
Well, I love how you know my lines. Damn. Okay.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I feel perceived. Thank you all so much for listening, you all. We'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you all for so much listening, you all.
Fuck you. I'm adding to the 10 things. We're going to have like an ongoing list. By the end of this show, it's going to be like 20,000 things. Yeah.
Listen to the 10 things I hate about you episode. It was really
such
good.
Such a fun one. Yeah.
We've added it a lot in this one. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you all so much for listening. We will see you next Sunday.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.